Hello, and welcome back to another episode of A Not-So-Brief History of Disney World. Today, we're going to be rounding out our series on the best and worst of Disney World with Animal Kingdom. Make sure to like, share, follow, subscribe, as always. And without further ado, let's get right to it.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome
aboard the Walt Disney World Express Monorail, our highway in the sky to the Magic Kingdom.
Yesterday, Disneyland and the New York World's Fair. Tomorrow, a project so vast, it has already been called a whole new Disney World.
All right, so again, this episode is Animal Kingdom, and this is the last of our series. So if you haven't already, go check out the Hollywood Studios episode and the Epcot episode and the first one we did on Magic Kingdom. Those are all, you know, the past couple of weeks, the most recent episodes. And today is Animal Kingdom. So let's get right into it. The best. For the best, we're heading over to Asia to ride Expedition Everest. And I know this one didn't even make my top 10, but I kind of had a change of heart after the last trip that I went a couple months ago. And it was on my honorable mentions on the top 10 rides at Walt Disney World. You know, the last time I was there, I believe my favorite one at Animal Kingdom would have been Flight of Passage, but I don't know. That one seems like kind of like a first time, like one time thing. Like the first time you ride it, that one's just great, you know, but after that, you know, waiting, I don't think I waited. I think we had the like virtual or the Genie Plus for it, but anyway, waiting for it, it just doesn't have the same, you know, spark that it had the first time. So, you know, again, Expedition is probably my second favorite, but Expedition Everest is my new favorite at Animal Kingdom. Really great theming, you know, from start to finish, from the line to when you get off. The line is great, and for one that usually around 50 to 70 minutes, you usually don't see it get past that much unless it's like peak time. So, you know, not too bad of a line, and it's a great line to wait into. You're going in and out with so many great things to look at and great theming, and you can spend a lot of time in there, and it's kind of its own little, almost like walkthrough exhibit itself. And the theming continues in the ride, like I said. You know, you're brought up and you really feel like you're, you know, going up to Everest. Then you get immersed in the story. So, you know, from the line, that line, when it starts, you start to, like, understand the story more and put together the pieces. And then you get thrown into the ride and you feel like you know, what really is happening. So, another thing, it's just a great coaster. Obviously, it goes forwards, backwards, and a great drop. Great payoff. Like I've said this in every single one of these episodes, but for the line, not that bad of a line. For the line, it is a great, great payoff. It's not as long as some of the other rides that I've had, but it is a coaster, so, you know, it shouldn't be, like, you know, 15 minutes long. And, you know, lastly, I haven't really said this yet, but Disco Yeti. I mean, I don't think there's a more iconic animatronic in Disney World, more iconic than Disco Yeti. Obviously, it's not supposed to just sit there and, you know, just be Disco Yeti, but that's what it is. And honestly, if they fixed it, I wouldn't be too happy because Disco Yeti is just so iconic. Those reasons and more, it is the best. Expedition Everest is the best that Animal Kingdom has to offer. So of course, now we're moving on to the worst, and this one's going to be the first show that is on one of these episodes, but I think for Animal Kingdom it was hard because there aren't a ton of rides, and they're all, you know, pretty good. But when I think about, like, the one thing that I really wouldn't want to do there is it's tough to be a bug. Obviously, you have, what is it, the one with the dinosaurs. It's Dinosaur Dumbo. But I didn't want to put that one on here because I think that's too obvious. Because when you look at It's Tough to Be a Bug, like, with the, whatever it is, the Dinosaur Dumbo one, you can't really hate on that because it is what it is. You can't get, it's just a Dumbo ride. But when you look at It's Tough to Be a Bug, it's just a, it's kind of a, for the shows that Disney does have to offer, it is probably the worst. It is pretty weird. Not weird, almost weird like Figment was. It's just weird, you know, with the bugs, and it's kind of, you know, if you were afraid of bugs, you do not want to go on this ride. And since it is in the Tree of Life, just a great, great centerpiece of Animal Kingdom, it's kind of a waste of space. I think you could do something much better in there than just a show. And obviously, you had that ending where the bugs are crawling through your seat and on the floor. You're getting stung in there. You know, at one point, I think there's stink bugs or something spraying you. So it's kind of a weird, and, you know, some people like it, but I don't know. It's just not for me. So I think for those reasons, it's the worst that Animal Kingdom does have to offer. And I think it is definitely the worst. Show at Disney World. I don't think it's the worst ride at Walt Disney World, but I do think it is the worst of the shows. Like, you know, you have Carousel Progress, you got Muppet Vision, you have Tiki Room, and you have Country Bear Jamboree. So those kind of are much better than It's Tough to Be a Bug. And, you know, with that ends our episode today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you'll think about what you think the best and worst of every park is. If you haven't already, go check out the Hollywood Studios and Epcot and Magic Kingdom episode. Magic Kingdom was the first, then we did Epcot, then Hollywood Studios, and right now you're listening to the Animal Kingdom one. So, as always, make sure to like, share, follow, subscribe. If you're listening on Spotify, you can leave a review down below. And, as always, have a zippity-doo-dah day.
Simply do the wonderful feeling.